Welcome to the world of Muscle Smoke and Mirrors, where it's all about muscle, health, history, training, nutrition, bodybuilding, and state of mind.
Hey listener, we're back with another episode of The World of Muscle Smoke and Mirrors. I'm Tomash, and I have Randy Roach on the other side. Hey Randy.
Hi Tomas.
And we were just discussing some equipment, and we figured that would be a great topic for you to share listening to with us. Because Randy was raving about his easy bars, and I know that you haven't really stopped tinkering with equipment. Can you share a little bit about the easy bars that you were raving about?
Okay. Like I said, I think we've touched upon these bars in the past, but I've always liked the easy bar, depending on the bending. Like, I'm not sure if I'm using the, they used to be called curling bars back in the 70s, but there's the short bars with all the bends in them, and people like doing close grip benching with it and stuff, and doing curls. It's the
to save the wrists,
pronate your wrists, right? Yeah. So your hands and your palms aren't fully supinated. You start to pronate, which means your hands begin to turn towards each other to take some stress off that inner elbow. And I don't like them when the angles are too acute. There's different bars over the years that have. Some are acute angles, some are very gentle angles, and it's a big difference. And the spacing of the gripping is a big thing as well. And I always wonder, why don't they make these things so you can use them out of a power rack? Or I have a closed and open power rack system where I like setting the bar at you know, just above knee height, where it's easy to load either side and just having better access to the bar that way. So I started expanding them. I have a number of welders where we would just expand the EZ bar. If I found a bar that I like with the grips, so it fit in a power rack. Because most people don't realize just how many things these bars are really good for. Mm-hmm. And not just for curling. And I like for close grip benching, I like them at a certain width. And like I said, if I can find the right bands. But also, they're great regular bench pressing bars. For a blind guy, they're great because they're automatic grips for me. I don't have to space my hands. Exactly. I go right to the certain angle, and my grip is perfect, dead on all the time. And there's a slight orientation of the hands. So your forefinger, if you're laying on your back and your fists are facing the ceiling, you say you take the bar off the rack, your fists are facing the ceiling, there's a slight turn where the index finger goes up a little higher than the baby finger. And you'll see this on a number of machines people make, bench pressing machines, well, mm-hmm. Hammer Strength and MedX, where that index finger kind of leads over the top of the baby finger. And it takes some stress off the shoulders and puts a little bit more on the chest. So I like that aspect of the easy bar. And the center part now is that round curvature wraps around your chest.
Exactly.
So it's almost like it's made, it's a specific bench pressing bar. Right, and same with doing upright rows, whether you're doing close grip upright rows or wide grip, you get your forefinger in the crook of these bands and it's automatic. You don't have to worry about being exact in spacing. You just grab them and it works. This bar is useful for many different things. And I made them because I know there was a few people out there that made them. I found a bar, Troy Barbell down in Texas. They make them, it fits the power rack, and it's actually almost a 1.25-inch diameter grip. So it's got this fatter grip to it as well, which is very unique. I love it for it's the close grip benching. And again, anytime you do close grip benching, the biggest problem in the past, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, was you had this shorter easy bar, so you had to find a bench press that's not doesn't hold Olympic bar. And then when you're loading it on that the narrow bar holders, you got to be careful the bar doesn't flip on you. So having an Olympic-sized EZ bar in a power rack where it's so easy to load and get into that way, they're excellent. I just don't know why it's not a more popular bar. So I got a ton of them.
Your gym is full of them. And you have, well, some of them are custom-made and some have a little narrower, some have a little wider dip in them. And I think you were telling me, or just hit me now, but people doing push-ups. You can use the open cage that you have and raise the height of it. So if someone's not able to, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but women don't have the upper body strength. And if they need to kind of work up to doing push-ups, they can do it on these things and not hurt their hands.
Yeah, because the power rack has the 1-inch, the holes that are 1 to 2 inch spacing, right?
Yes.
So if you, not just women, but big guys who haven't trained, they have a hard time doing push-ups. So you put the bar up at waist height, and they have no problem doing the push-up as they get stronger, say 20, 25 reps.
You
just move the pins down so the bar goes down, and they can bench press using this. They can do push-ups just like you're doing bench press with either grip. They can do that close grip, so... it's just like having a close grip bench press. You're doing a close grip push up with that curvature, right? Some of the easy bars I made, I put a certain square plate at the very end, so the bar can literally lay on the floor, so you can have that same grip on a push up off the floor. Right. Mm-hmm. So the bar works as a free weight barbell, and it goes to the floor, and you can flip it around on either edge of the square, and have the wide grips or the narrow grips and stuff for push ups.
And this actually, I think you've taken it a step further and created a brand new piece of equipment that has many, many uses, and we'll talk about that on a different episode. I think it's worth mentioning because of what you just said.
Okay.
So it's in the pipe. And the other thing is, untrained people usually have weak wrists, and they have a hard time keeping them doing push-ups or even bench presses in the neutral or the way a straight bar is. So this helps them.
Yep. Most of my guys, in fact, I think I only have one guy who is a big bencher. Like he got up to 385, close to 400-pound bench. So he's a big bencher. Everybody else uses the easy bar. And even this big bencher, Sean, likes the easy bar as well. He still likes having it in there because it's different. He likes the feel of it, and it's a change of pace, right?
Exactly.
But you can't, you know, if you say, well, I bench 400 pounds using this easy bar, you know, the purists will say, well, that's no good. It's just like doing a big deadlift with a trap bar. Well, that's no good. It's not a straight bar. It's still a bench press. It's still a deadlift. Just happens that it wasn't a perfectly straight bar, right?
It's not official.
For example, with a deadlift, I don't know why they're not using a trap bar. So many injuries are being occurred with this under-overhand.
Yes.
The underhand grip is such a supination for some people. That's where you're getting the tearing of the biceps, because it's in a neutral grip. It's safer, and you don't have the bar traversing around your knees for those people with longer femurs. And the trap bar is just a clean plane up and a clean neutral grip. You don't have to use straps because the bar doesn't rotate, but... You know, that's my opinion, and people are going to think I'm full of shit because it's not talking about a straight bar, right?
Exactly. Well, it's, you know, it's not really about who's right. It's about what's right. And if you just want to work that muscle at a different angle, then use whatever you need to use.
Exactly.
And actually, what I'll do next time I see you, I'll take a picture of some of your bars. And
sure.
We can put that, and they should be in this post somewhere.
Okay.
In the show notes. And you mentioned Troy Barbell out of Texas. We'll have a link to their site too, so the listener can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a nice barbell. It's expensive. A typical nowadays, you can go down to your average equipment store that has bodybuilding equipment and buy an EZ bar for $30.
Can
but
you?
This bar, well, up here you can. At Fitness Depot, you can buy an EZ bar now. That's a regular short EZ bar, curling bar. To get the Olympic one from Troy in America, it's something like $150, $160. To bring it up here into Canada,
it's
crazy. It was close to $300 with shipping and taxes. And like our dollar is 20 cents short right now. So
30.
It's a $300 investment. But the bar, if you're a trainer, these bars are so cool. I bought a second one just to cut it up. People think that's blasphemy, but I cut it up for two different projects, and one of them I think is what we're going to talk about the next time for that other bar.
Excellent. I think that covers everything. Is there any news and updates?
No, nothing new. We're still plugging away on editing, and we're going to we're really close to not putting out that free chapter. We promised it way back, and the chapter is complete. We're just looking for a picture. Andreas Munzer, and I think Gary Bartlett might be able to help us out there. So we got Mike Matarazzo, Munzer, and Mohammed Benaziza, and we got a free chapter we want to give out. And I'd like to get that out pretty soon.
Yeah, so look for that, and we'll as soon as it's out, I'll update this post, and you'll have access to it. Thank you, and I'll talk to you later, Randy.
Okay, Mas.
Oh, before we go, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us by leaving a comment on our website, theworldofmuscle.com. And also, if you like this podcast, please share it with a friend and be sure to give it a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the World of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. We hope you've enjoyed the content of this episode, and we're looking forward to sharing more next time.